Oasis Audio presents The Ghost in the First Row by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lillick. Chapter 1, Lady Chadwick's Riddle.
Is it really haunted, Grandfather?
Asked 6-year-old Benny, his eyes huge.
Haunted?
James Alden looked puzzled, but only for a moment.
Oh, I suppose you children heard me on the phone?
Jessie poured more milk into Benny's glass.
Yes, you were talking to Aunt Jane about the trapdoor theater, Grandfather,
she explained. At 12, Jessie often acted like a mother to her younger brother and sister. Violet, who was 10, looked up.
Benny heard you say it was haunted, Grandfather.
14-year-old Henry shook his head.
Ghosts don't exist, Benny,
he said. He sounded very sure. The four Alden children, Henry, Jessie, Violet, and Benny, were sitting around the dining room table with their grandfather. They were discussing their upcoming visit to nearby Elmford. Aunt Jane had invited the children to stay with her while Uncle Andy was away on business. Grandfather put down his fork.
The trapdoor theater was closed years ago, Benny,
he explained.
Sometimes people start talking about ghosts when a building's been empty for a long time.
That's true, said Mrs. McGregor as she came into the room. It's been called the Haunted Theater for as long as I can remember.
She placed a bowl of salad on the table.
From what I've heard, they've done a wonderful job fixing up the old place.
Grandfather nodded.
That building was quite an eyesore,
he said.
Now it looks just like it did when it was first built in the late 1800s.
Aunt Jane bought tickets for opening night,
Violet told their housekeeper, her eyes shining.